So, good evening. I thought we would talk tonight about these first couple of pages. There, sort of Dogen's very basic introduction. First he talks about Zazen, then he talks about himself and how he got to know about it, and then he talks about the history of Buddhism, the transmission of the ancestors. And then he talks about what happens when you sit. So it's just like Buddhism 101 or Zen 101. It just kind of lays it out. And I thought, that's really interesting. We could and tell our own story that way. It's kind of like a way-seeking mind talk. You know, this is how I understand Zazen. And this is how I came to it. And this is how I understand this transmission and how it came to us in the first place. And then how I've experienced the result of sitting. So any one of us could give this talk. And Dogen does it in his own language. Actually, it's very interesting. I have two translations by the same people. And the most recent one is quite different from this one. So that's very interesting. And I'm starting to put the new words over the old words in here so that I can see how their thinking was. So in the very beginning, he starts out by saying, all Buddha Tathagatas together have been simply transmitting wondrous Dharma. But they changed it. All Buddha Tathagatas who individually transmit wondrous Dharma. That's a little different. Who individually transmitted wondrous Dharma. And actualizing Anuttara Samyak Bodhi, which is incomparable awareness in the little book, but it's called complete enlightenment in the new book, for which there is an unsurpassable, unfabricated, wondrous art in the new book. Just little tweaks like that all the way through. So he starts out by saying how wondrous this is, how truly amazing it is that this has actually come to us, this Dharma that's been transmitted from Buddhas to Buddhas all through time. And that disporting oneself freely. Actually, the new one says to free yourself in unconfined realms. This samadhi is practicing Zazen. An upright posture is the true gate. So very quick we get exactly what it is. It's an upright posture. It's just sitting. Nothing special, really. So it doesn't work without practice. It's not manifested without practice. It's not experienced without realization. They changed attained to experienced. I think they're leaving attainment out of the new translations altogether because it's contradictory to how we understand this. So, he says, and it's the title of the talk, the wholehearted practice of the way allows all things to exist in enlightenment and enables us to live out oneness in the path of letting go in the new translation, or emancipation, it says here. When we break through the barrier, which they call of dualism, when we break through dualism and drop off all limitations, how would you no longer be concerned with conceptual distinctions?
Break through the dualism and drop off all what?
When we break through the barrier of, when we break through dualism and drop off all limitations in the way, how could you be hindered by nodes in bamboo or knots in wood? I think that's originally his image, and they just so. But it's really about ideas and thinking, getting lost in thought. So then he says, he talks about his own history, just as we could all talk about our own history. We met a teacher. We started out with maybe one teacher and then found another teacher, and then this happened, and then we went to this place and that place. And so he bravely went all the way to China to find his root teacher, Nyojo, and came home to spread this Dharma and free living beings. And it was his vow that became a heavy burden that he placed on his shoulders. And yet, he did take that vow and then didn't quite know what to do for a while and wandered around, he said, like duckweed, kind of little plants that are sort of move with the water all along in random way. And when he gave this talk, he still hadn't really settled. It's odd. Teachers don't really quite know what to do unless you actually inherit the temple. And he was not going to inherit the temple in China. He wanted to go back to Japan and share what he had experienced in China. So some teachers inherit from the teacher, his teacher, her teacher, the temple, and then take on the temple's name and become that person over and over again. It's part of the old tradition. But it's not necessarily that way, and Dogen was one that took off and came back home to share it with his people and his family. There was Zen there. There was Buddhism there, but none of it answered his question. It was greatly thoughty and ritualistic and academic. So there was deep study about it, a lot of words and a lot of things to do about it, but nobody could answer his question about why we study. Why do we sit? Why are we doing this? So he said, people have been vainly led astray by false teachers and recklessly cover up correct who recklessly cover up correct understanding and become drunk in their own confusion. He's sinking into delusion for a long time. So he's feeling very sorry for them. And if we think about it as we wander about our world here, how many are hurting and lost? How many are looking and haven't found that his impulse makes sense? Not to go out and shake them into righteousness, but to simply be with and help people to find themselves. So then he goes on to talk about his great teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha. He said, "I leave this for devoted practitioners of the way of serenity, the practice, in order to let them know about the true Dharma of Buddhas." The new translation says, "of the Buddha house." Here is the genuine expression of the essence. And then he gives the transmission. Shakyamuni Buddha to Mahakashapa on Vulture Peak, all the way to Venerable Bodhidharma. Bodhidharma himself went to China and imparted the Dharma to the great teacher Eka. This was from east to west, the transmission of the Dharma to China. West to east, isn't it? And then it was transmitted on to the sixth ancestors and Master Daikon, who is our old friend Huiget. Daikon Eno, or Huineng. And then it actually spread throughout China. And there were great disciples of Daikon Eno, Eijo of Nangaku, and Gyoshi of Seigen, very famous names in those old days. And they transmitted and maintained Buddha Mudra and were guiding teachers for all beings. And so these streams of Dharma flowed and permeated widely until five gates opened, five different schools: Hogen, Yigyo, Soto, Unmon, and Rinzai. So he says, these days in Song China, only the Rinzai school is present everywhere. I think in China now, Chan, which is the closest to Soto, is the one that's the being practiced mostly there. He said, in China, though the scriptures were continuously introduced and spread since the later Han Dynasty, long ago, still no one could determine which was most essential. What shall we study? What has real meaning? But after Bodhidharma came from the West, the root of entanglements were cut, and the one Buddha Dharma pervaded. So he says, the one true Dharma is maintaining Buddha Dharma by practicing upright sitting. In Juyu Zamai is the true path for opening up enlightenment. So those are the first three sort of sets. And though I've handed this out before, it's been a long time. And I thought it was high time we had a copy of the Ancestors again, because this is what it's talking about. And it sounds not so special. There was this teacher and that teacher and this teacher and that teacher. But when you see the list, this is what we know about the men teachers. It's over 100. And it goes all the way down to Kobun. And then Vanya should be here. And then me and us. Bum, 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 bum. So this is years and generations, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and the same Dharma travels through time, all the way through, this same upright sitting that gets passed on. It's like getting passed on your fingers or your toes. It's so essential. We have a short list for women, alas. Grace has a much longer list than this. But it's at least a start. It starts with Mahabhajapati, Buddha's stepmother, and then his wife. So, and lots and lots of the old-time people, and then some of them, no, these are all from India. Grace has one that has Chinese and Japanese teachers as well. They've done a lot of research and found teachers who have given incredible Dharma talks and have many students and have done extremely well in sharing the Dharma. So everybody gets a copy of these. 1, 2. You probably
have this.
You probably do, in a file somewhere. Yeah. But since Dogen is mentioning it and showing already how effective it is, and you'll find Eno, Daikon Eno in here, you'll find Bodhidharma in here, and Taiso Eka, Bodhidharma's Dharma heir. You'll find Dogen in here. Tendo Nyojo at the bottom of the page, and Ehe Dogen at the bottom. And then from there, it all becomes Japanese, which is a lot harder to pronounce, some of those. All the way through time again, hundreds and hundreds of years, all the way up to Ho-un-ko-bun. In a Zen temple, this is chanted every day so that you never forget where you come from. And of course, we can do that too. Every morning we can wake up and remember the ancestors, and we're taking on the robe as we practice. We are, what do they call it, with the seal of Zazen itself, the seal that puts it in place. Right here. So that right here-ness, for all that it feels so right here, has all this in it. It all came to us, and so we're inheritors of not only our genetic past, but also our spiritual past as well. I love the feeling of that. It makes us the right size somehow. Big enough and small enough at the same time. Big enough to actually merit this, and small enough to feel very humble. Is both. So I don't know how used you are to chanting these names. Have you done that? You must have. We used to do it at Haiku Zendo on Wednesday nights, but you might not remember that. Yeah. 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 Have you done it, Jeffrey?
Yeah, at chest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's done in many different ways. If it's a fairly gentle kind of situation, then it isn't too fast. But if it's in Martin's Hokoji, not Hokoji, in Hakubai, he goes like the wind. It's unbelievable how fast he goes through these names. So, Mukugyo, yes. Yeah, Bipa, Shibutsu, Doa, Shoshikibutsu, Daya, Shoshikibutsu, just like that. But I thought maybe we could do it a little slower and get the feel of it and just feel these real, live, honest-to-goodness people who still in some way live in us.
Where and does it take place in the service? Is it before or after Heart Sutra?
After. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You do that at sessions and at the Jikoji.
Mm-hmm. So the first ones, the first five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the first six are mythical Buddhas. They have been given names, but they are not historical. But Shakyamuni is historical and the rest of them are. So, Bibashi Butsu Dayo Sho. Want to chant? You gave it away?
Oh, you didn't take one.
Oh, you're saying we should do it now?
Yeah, let's do it now.
Do you want the Mukugyo?
We can just do it without it. Okay.
I don't know about pronunciation.
All right.
Are we doing the women too?
Yes, we should do the women too.
It's, we have 9 minutes before 8.
I think we can do it. We'll do it like Martin does.
Okay.
Really fast. Bibashi butsu dayo sho, shiki butsu dayo sho, bibashi butsu dayo sho, kurasan butsu dayo sho, kunagon muni butsu dayo sho, kasho butsu dayo sho, shakamuni butsu dayo sho, maka kasho dayo sho, ananda dayo sho, shonawashu dayo sho, ubakikuta dayo sho, daitaka dayo sho, mishaka dayo sho, Batu Mishu Dayo Sho, Buddha Nandai Dayo Sho, Fudamita Dayo Sho, Barishiba Dayo Sho, Funayasha Dayo Sho, Anabotei Dayo Sho, Kabimora Dayo Sho, Nagyahara Arjuna Dayo Sho, Kanidaiba Dayo Sho, Raghurata Dayo Sho, Sogyanandai Dayo Sho, Kayashata Dayo Sho, Kumarata Dayo Sho, Shayata Dayo Sho, Vasubandhu Dayo Sho, Manura Dayo Sho, Kakurakuna Dayo Sho, Shishibodai Dayo Sho, Vashashita Dayo Sho, Funomita Dayo Sho, Hanyatara Dayo Sho, Bodai Daruma Dayo Sho, Taiso Eka Dayo Sho, Kanshi Sosan Dayo Sho, Dai Doshin Dayo Sho, Daiman Konin Dayo Sho, Dai Kanino Dayo Sho, Segen Gyoshi Dayo Sho, Sekito Kisen Dayo Sho, Yakusan Igen Dayo Sho, Ungan Donjo Dayo Sho, Tozan Yokai Dayo Sho, Ungo Doyo Dayo Sho, Doan Dohi Dayo Sho, Doan Kanshi Dayo Sho, Yozan Enkan Dayo Sho, Tayo Kyogen Dayo Sho, Tosu Ike Dayo Sho, Fuyo Dokai Dayo Sho, Tankashi Jung Dayo Sho, Choro Serio Dayo Sho, Tendo Sogaku Dayo Sho, Secho Chikan Dayo Sho, Tendo Nyojo Dayo Sho, Ehi Dogen Dayo Sho, Ko Unejo Dayo Sho, Kesan Jokin Dayo Sho, Meho Sosetu Dayo Sho, Gyugando Chin Dayo Sho, Tesan Shikaku Dayo Sho, Kegan Esho Dayo Sho, Chuzan Ryokun Dayo Sho, Gizan Tonin Dayo Sho, Shogaku Kenryu Dayo Sho, Hinen Horyo Dayo Sho, Taishitsu Hitsen Dayo Sho, Kosei Shujan Dayo Sho, Sesho Yuho Dayo Sho, Kai Ten Densu Dayo Sho, Shuzan Shunsho Dayo Sho, Chozan Senetsu Dayo Sho, Fukushikochi Dayo Sho, Meido Shodian Yayo Sho, Hakuho Genteki Dayo Sho, Geshu Soko Dayo Sho, Manzan Danko Dayo Sho, Sogen Tekesui Dayo Sho, Hon Kedo Dayo Sho, Hogen Tante Dayo Sho, Essen Shucho Dayo Sho, Ungai Shu In Dayo Sho, Homon Guo Ho Dayo Sho, Hakuryo Ansui Dayo Sho, Daiju Busan Dayo Sho, Dairin Kanchu Dayo Sho, Jiyun Koshu Dayo Sho, Hozan Koe Dayo Sho, Ho Kobun Dayo Sho. Acharya Mahapajapati, Acharya Mita, Acharya Yasodhara, Acharya Tisa, Acharya Sumana, Acharya Upasama, Acharya Visakha, Acharya Kema, Acharya Upalavana, Acharya Sundarananda, Acharya Vatasi, Acharya Patachara, Acharya Uttama, Acharya Bhada Kundalakesa, Acharya Nandutara, Acharya Dantika, Acharya Sakula, Acharya Shiha, Acharya Damadina, Acharya Kisogotami, Acharya Vasiteti, Acharya Ubiri, Acharya Patachara Panchatsata, Acharya Isidasi, Acharya Bhada Kapilani, Acharya Muta, Acharya Katpa, Acharya Dhamma, Acharya Kita, Acharya Vimala, Acharya Adaskalaki, Acharya Padmavati, Acharya Ambapali, Acharya Anupama, Acharya Abhirupananda, Acharya Jenti. So, are there questions so far?
In did you say that the Beta Law was given? Is it to a lay group in his early years?
I think it was given to a lay group.
So that may have been before he established.
Yes. Yes. So most of the Bendoa is answering questions that people bring up that are sort of challenging this thing that he brought. So we're not to the questions yet, but the questions are listed, and they start pretty soon.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
In fact, very soon.
Kind of like the sutras have.
Longer before.
Yeah. And
oh yes, the Longavatara when they're, and the diamond too, yeah. But these are not mythological questioners. These are actual. They sound like sort of sometimes snarky people who are saying, you know, what do you think you're doing? But they all. Give him a chance to reveal more about the about what he has brought. Yeah. Well, it's 8. So we'll do some more next week. And I'll bring this and we'll do that again.